Nathlin, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well, Tony.
Appreciate you for coming on the program. By next July, the city of East Lansing plans to extend health care insurance to and other benefits to same-sex partners and of city employees. Why did the city decide to do this?
Well, Tony, as you'll recall, in 2004, Michigan voters approved Proposal 2, which banned marriage equality in our state, and our state Supreme Court has interpreted that to block domestic partner benefits. But equal treatment for all of our employees has always been important to the East Lansing community. 70% of our voters did not support Proposal 2 back in 2004, so we've been working diligently to try and find a way to ensure that benefits for our employees are on an equal level and that there's equal pay for equal work. So we're adopting a policy that will extend benefits to other eligible individuals, which does include same-sex couples but also unmarried heterosexual couples as well. And in that way, we're hoping to meet this standard of fundamental fairness for all East Lansing employees and provide them with just compensation for the excellent work that they provide to our residents.
Well, East Lansing will do this by adopting a so-called other eligible individual method of designating employee benefits. Now, this is already in place at MSU and Ingham County, and just as you mentioned, it allows for other folks to qualify for these benefits, and this is legal, right?
Right. What the courts have told us is that we can't recognize a union of two individuals of the same sex as similar to marriage, and so that's not what we're doing. We don't use gender as a determining factor in providing these benefits, but rather other factors such as the length of time that the couple has been together, the fact that they're not related to one another, and similar characteristics in order to determine their eligibility rather than looking at the gender of the individuals.
Well, Proposal 2 defined marriage as between a man and a woman, but also has been determined to bar the extension of benefits to same-sex couples if by doing so a same-sex relationship is treated as equal or similar to marriage. The Michigan Supreme Court turned away this challenge interpretation in 2008. You don't think you'll have those kind of legal ramifications with your other eligible individual method, right?
No, I don't believe so. In fact, you know, we've gone to great lengths here over the last 2 years to do the research to be able to set up a policy that is constitutional. And again, you know, this is an issue of fundamental fairness for our employees. So we've attempted to craft a policy that operates within the confines of Michigan's Constitution but meets the standard of fundamental fairness that's important to our employees and, frankly, comports with the values of the East Lansing community of treating everyone equally and with respect.
Well, the city's goal is to implement the expansion on July 1 of next year. Devil's advocates will say, my goodness, Mr. Triplett, it's going to cost us too much money. There's going to be all these folks coming on taking advantage of this, but that's not the truth, is it?
No, you know, and we're by no means the first local government or agency that's adopted this type of policy. As you pointed out, let's use Michigan State University as an example, a much larger institution than the city of East Lansing. Only about 1% of their employees have taken advantage of their other eligible individual benefits. And so if you extrapolate that out for East Lansing, 1% of an organization our size is about 3 employees. So we're talking about a very small impact on our budget. But again, budgetary issues aside, this is an issue of fundamental fairness. And when I talk to residents, they're shocked to discover that a community like East Lansing, one of the first communities in the country that banned discrimination based on sexual orientation, doesn't already offer this type of benefit.
Nathan, have you had any pushback from the religious community of East Lansing?
No, Tony, I haven't. In fact, you know, your listeners probably remember that not so long ago, East Lansing, unfortunately, was host to the Westboro Baptist Church protesting at our high school and using a lot of really nasty anti-gay rhetoric. And that's an example of how the religious community in East Lansing actually came out very strongly for the equal treatment of all of our residents, regardless of their sexual orientation. So I've actually received several phone calls from local clergy in the area who are very complimentary of this move and acknowledging, again, that East Lansing is a community that stands for equal treatment of all of our residents.
And even though, Nathan, it will not impact a large amount of people, I got to think that the people that it will impact, it's got to give them a sense of security and peace of mind.
Absolutely. I mean, again, it's an issue of fundamental fairness and equal pay for equal work. So our employees who happen to come to work and are eligible for this policy, this recognizes that we value their contributions to this community just like everyone else.
We're talking with East Lansing City Councilman Nathan Triplett on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. How is the progress with your medical marijuana ordinance? It's been a big challenge in many communities in the mid-Michigan area, including Lansing. How is East Lansing faring in their challenge?
Well, we continue to hold a series of public hearings trying to identify the best way to regulate medical marijuana, particularly the commercial operations locally, and those discussions are moving forward. Our moratorium is in place at this point until February, but if we're able to hammer out these details prior to February, we can take action before that time. So the discussions are ongoing, and I'm hopeful that we'll be able to reach a solution here after the new year.
Nathan, how many of these businesses do you have in East Lansing that you know of?
Well, in East Lansing, actually, we have none at this point. Our council was very proactive in adopting our moratorium prior to the point when these things started springing up across the mid-Michigan area. So our goal was to preserve the status quo before dispensaries and compassion clubs became so commonplace so that we could have a level playing field to begin with and a uniform approach to regulating them. So there may be individuals, obviously, under the state law who are growing and providing medical marijuana to patients in our community, but we have no commercial operations inside the city limits at this point.
What are going to be the biggest challenges for the East Lansing City Council for 2011?
Well, obviously, first and foremost, is going to be the budget. Every year for the last 10 years, we've dealt with declining revenue sharing payments from the state of Michigan, and obviously we have not been immune to the economic downturn and have property tax issues as well that we're going to need to deal with. So, as with any local unit of government, our first and foremost concern is making sure that we're good stewards of the taxpayers' dollars and providing a quality of service that our residents expect while working within those budgetary constraints. So as with every community, it's going to be budget, budget, budget. That's our first priority for 2011.
What is the projected budget deficit for East Lansing for the next budget you're dealing with?
You know, at this point, it's difficult to say because, again, we are heavily reliant on the decisions that are made in Lansing by the state legislature. But, for example, if the legislature were to eliminate all of statutory revenue sharing, which is a possibility, as well as their support for fire services, East Lansing would be looking at a $3.1 million hole. Now, that's the worst-case scenario, but in these times, it behooves us to be conservative in our approach to budgeting and plan for the worst case. So it could be as large as $3.1 million.
Well, Nathan, as always, great talking with you. Have a happy new year, and we'll talk to you on the other side of 2011.
All right, Tony, happy new year to you as well.